Good morning, Master. I trust the bedding was to your liking. I ask because there's hundreds of thousands of different ways I can mold a proper bed. I would be more than happy to try another one, however similar or different you want it. We talked about this. It would be no trouble at all. Serving you is what makes me feel good, after all. Speaking of serving you, I was hoping to discuss the replacement of your many household items. Well, simply put, you don't need forks and knives when you have me around. I can morph part of my body into whatever you desire. A knife sharp enough to slice through stone without ever dulling, a fork that never needs to be cleaned, anything. This does also include many other things around the house. There's no need in keeping old things when I can mimic their looks and carry out their functions much more efficiently. We don't need a vacuum or a broom. My gelatinous body can take care of any dust or mess well enough. I can even go as far as cleaning you myself, but I know how you humans value your privacy, even among your loved ones. Well, Master, I'm sure you understand the terms of the contract. As a maid, especially a monster girl, I won't work for free. I don't require any money. My payment is merely the sustenance I gain and the satisfaction I feel when I serve you. As a chaos monster, it doesn't quite have to make sense. Similar to how my kind escaped our mistress when we saw how the monsters on the surface got along with humans in their new forms. Pieces just happen to fall in the right places. You should get started with your day. We still have some things to discuss. Don't worry. I haven't done anything to your clothes but clean them. Though, it is possible to make your clothes an extension of my form. That would be a breach of privacy that we have not yet discussed, though. Master, your comfort around me is just as, if not more important, than your comfort in the place you live. I'm not against changing our arrangements as long as you're happy and I get to serve you. You don't want me to call you Master? Why? All right then, what should I call you? Well, I have to be proper, which means I have to address you as something. No, I'm not against the idea, it's just that I assumed that you would want a more proper and dignified maid. For the most part, my personality is as you see it. What I refer to you as is an added feature. It comes down to me relating to the Chaos Goddess. What you see is merely a watered-down reflection of something created to be a physical manifestation of said chaos in order to serve our mistress. In a sense, we've always been servants. Maid is just a simplified understanding of our role, but it does still apply. As you would expect from a goddess who is sealed beneath the ocean, there isn't much for her to give us to do. Not to mention that she merely assumed my kind to be mindless creatures and paid us little in terms of affection. The only pleasure we had was from the work that we did, but even that became dull as the decades became centuries. Oh, I've never seen the mistress myself. My kind reproduce similarly to slimes, but also different. Our bodies are without a true form like slimes, however we have much more control over ourselves. That's why we were able to expand and control a vast network of cells. You can even say that our gelatinous properties are an illusion created by our cells reacting similarly to that of a slime as a natural reflex. Though, as we morph, small pieces of ourself are left behind, and gradually those pieces can merge, creating a new Shoggoth. Though our memories are our own, our past and personalities carry on from one Shoggoth to another. We might accidentally create a Shoggoth and not even know, due to their nature of seeking a master to serve. Well, I suppose I did mention that serving you was a pleasure for us for a good amount. The reason for that is that our entire body is comprised of sensitive cells creating one large erogenous zone. Merely serving you quite literally is equivalent of more intimate activities. Pleasure and madness can go hand in hand at times. In a way, serving you reminds me of home in the depths of chaos and madness. I am very aware that to many humans, the thought that my service is being equivalent to certain activities. I am excellent at hiding my reactions. It's merely a way to properly ensure that I do my best to serve you. What kind of question is that? When would you not want to be served? Well, simply put, that won't do. It's only natural for humans to seek to be served one way or another. Therefore, logic would dictate that another issue is at play, pushing you from at least requesting my presence. I would have to do my duty as your maid and serve you by finding out what the issue is. A common trait among chaos monsters is the ability to meld with their husbands, some more permanently than others. By embracing you like a slime would, I can temporarily connect us, and anything we feel could be shared between us. Therefore, I can not only make you feel better, but also understand any issues that plague you so that I can serve you more efficiently. I can tell from the look in your eyes that this process intrigues you. It's a most pleasurable process, one that I would take the lead in. I would happily push off the other activities I had planned today in order to show it to you. Is that something you would consent to? Splendid. Just lie down and I'll start. I'll start by running a thin layer of slime over your body to get you used to the temperature. In the meantime, I'm going to remove your clothing. You're not nervous, are you? It's perfectly fine. This is an intimate process, so nervousness is only natural. Now, I'm going to start the process. Just relax. Allow my body to completely wash over you. That's it. Just breathe. We're connected now. Can you feel it? The sensation that you're feeling are the things that I feel. I can also feel what you feel. You're very at ease right now, which is good, but becoming one is more than something that's just mental. It's physical as well. I'll start that process now. That feels nice. I can see that you're surprised by my sudden movements. It's all right. It's going to feel intense at first, but soon you'll get used to it. I can adjust the way I feel to you, based on how I perceive your feelings. I can hear your body moan. It's a natural response, an acute one at that. What you're feeling is how I feel when I serve you. It's more than just simple pleasure, it's devotion, a sense of belonging. Even though I've only become yours recently, I feel as though I've known you my whole life. Just being around you gives me a sense of calm now that I don't have to worry about trying to find someone to serve. I'm also happy that my new master is such a nice one. Sorry for using that term. I can even see why you don't like it. You don't particularly like being in positions of power. It makes you uncomfortable. You would much rather call someone else master than be called that. I wasn't aware of this fact about you. I'll apologize and do better in the future. I'm sorry. While we're like this, I can even see what you want in terms of services. There's a lot of things in here which you were hiding. Nothing bad, but it's honestly kind of adorable. I can even see the reason why you took me up on my offer. Companionship. You wanted a monster girl who could be trusted. One that wouldn't jump you without any warning. Someone that you could genuinely approach for help. I'm flattered that you picked me because I best fit the criteria. I won't let you down, I promise. I can feel that you're getting close. And I'll take everything that you have to offer me. That's it. You're doing great for your first time like this. I've got you. My body is moving to hold you tightly. It won't let you go. Just let it all out into me. I feel it. Good boy. Give me everything you're willing to spare. It feels so good inside of me. That's it. Good boy. How are you feeling? Tired? I understand. The experience has worn me out a little bit as well. Oh, thank you for your concern, but as I said, your pleasure is my pleasure. Though I would like to hold you for a bit longer, if you don't mind. Thank you. I will take excellent care of you.